Welcome back to second half coverage of the Port Washington Vikings basketball. Port Washington leads East Meadow 31-30 as third quarter is underway. We saw strong performance by Port Washington, by Trevor Mafitano, Cam Walker, but a little bit of an altercation at the end, Mikey. We don't really want to get much into it, but do you think that's going to affect anything at all during the second half?
Yeah, hopefully just a one-and-done type of thing, get over it in the locker room. Because Cam and Troy, if they're not meshing together, then this team's not going very far.
Most definitely. Washington's going to start the line with three seniors, plus Shanahan and Amalfitano. Earns quick pass inside. Shanahan knocked away by DeStefano, looks like, and it's going to stay at Port Washington. Quick pass there by Sean Ernst. We see that, and we've seen that a lot in the first half, Mikey, him, and Spinoso. Do you think this is something that's just occurred naturally, or is it just Ernst has just always been a passer, just hasn't been getting the minutes?
Yeah, I mean, Ernst has always had excellent court vision, created a number of easy opportunities for teammates with passing ability.
Ironic there, because we have a nice pass from Welker to Stevenson for the deuce.
But, you know, Sean's played a number of different roles on the team. He's been a great teammate through it all. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Definitely. Now, Enriquez going to drive in on Ernst. Got a height advantage there, and it will not go. And here comes for Washington, rebounded by Stevenson. All the time, he's going to try to push the pace. Kick it back out to Stevenson. Good movement here by Port Washington. Welker drives baseline. Looks out to Malvitano. His three-pointer rims in and out. Now here comes DeStefano. Knocked away by Welker. Beautiful pass by Ernst. Oh. Behind the back. Flashy pass to Welker. Oh, can't get it to go.
Oh, I would have loved that to go in. That was beautiful from Trevor.
Now here comes Ibrahim. Active hands by Port Washington, but he's going to sneak to the basket. Ooh, rims out. Mikey, fast-paced game
very
right here to start the second
game.
Half. Another turnover, another one. And here comes Amalfitano, driving in lefty. Right-hand finish is good.
Yeah, tough finish by Trevor there. Hang time was nice.
We saw him get to the free throw line five times in this first half, Mikey. Are we going to see a repeat of that this half?
Because I
like the aggressiveness so far.
Especially late in the game, he gets very aggressive. And something I've noticed is Coach Tom Rockham has called a timeout within the first 2 minutes in the first and third quarter. So I think East Meadow, this is the second time now that they've come out of a long break very sluggish. I think they started the game a little bit like that, hence the timeout call. And interesting to see, you know, you expect a team out of halftime, especially down in a close game, to come out with energy. But so far it's been all Port as they're on a 4-0 run to start the half.
Well, I think Coach knows that his team is in this game. And that, yes, this game's going to be back and forth for a little bit, but at the end of the day, I know he believes his team is the better team, and his team's going to have to fight for this victory here, but they can't have silly turnovers or missed shots, missed layups, and let Port Washington just destroy them. Because right now, these teams are very evenly matched. So he's got to tell his guys, hey, settle in, you're a great team, and don't get flustered by the big moments. Play your brand of basketball.
It's also worth noting that this game is extremely high stakes for Port. If they win, they clinch a home playoff game. They're already in the playoffs, but to have a home playoff game, something that we have not had in 4 years, I mean, that would just be totally electric for the student body and the community.
Most definitely. As we mentioned before, we haven't seen a home playoff game since we were in eighth grade. Mikey, did you attend that game?
I didn't, actually, no.
What about the one against Uniondale?
Yes, I did go to the one against Uniondale, the county championship. I know we fell short, but that was a very inspiring performance.
Ernst going to drive in lefty. Ooh, can't get the finish to go. Nice aggressive move there by Ernst. Is now a Malvitano, I believe, that's going to pick up his first foul.
I think Stevenson that was.
You're right. That's Stevenson second. Based on Trevor's reaction, thought it was on him because I was blocked to the angle, but East Meadow's not going to set up. Mikey, what's the key to East Meadow's offense this half?
I think they space the floor a little bit better. They got stuck with four guys on one wing. In a couple of plays, they just got very jammed. And also, I think their ball handling has to be much crisper because they had a lot of turnovers. Coach was saying to protect the ball with your opposite hand, and I think they have to do exactly that.
Nice move there again by Trevor. Getting to the basket, he's done that so much today. Fighting for the rebounds and just cannot get these easy layups to go. And then a quick turnover now. Back to Washington. We're going to get a foul here by Ibrahim. This game just goes back and forth, turnover after turnover, fast break after fast break, but look at these layups are not easy to come by right now.
No, not a lot of fluidity for either side on the offense.
And the student section's getting a little active today.
Yeah, some of our buddies showing up for the guys. Oh, I love the second attempt report from the sophomores especially. That's the stuff that earns you minutes.
100%. You love the persistence there by Shanahan to keep going up. You just wish he could sink these layups in the first attempt.
Yeah, I think with time efficiency comes, especially sophomore year, you're trying to figure out where your spots are on the floor, what you do best going to the rim.
So Stefano's going to pull a three there. That's going to be no good. Yeah, 100%.
You know, I know DeStefano's very lanky, but he really hasn't used his size to his advantage down low in the post. It's really been on the perimeter.
You can mostly see the opposite. You know, you see these guys that are like 6 foot, and they've been that height for a long period of time. Like, he's going to see another turnover there by East Meadow, but you see these guys that have grown up at like a taller height, but then once you get to high school, you kind of level off, and you realize that they're going to be built much taller than you, and you're stuck playing a big man's game at such a small height. It seems like the opposite here with DeStefano.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you look at all the star high school players around the country, they're all 6'6", 6'7", but they're playing wing. Whereas here, you know, Port Washington and other Long Island towns where you're not having D1 or even D3 athletes, the tall guys are always going to play center, even though that's not always their skill set. And that's, you know, I think DeStefano is kind of trying to go against that.
Pretty move there by Enriquez. But again, layups are not coming down for both teams right now. And now here comes Trevor.
Oh,
beautiful.
Beautiful
pass there to the corner. Welker for three. No good. Rebounded by Enriquez. He's going to try to push the pace, and he throws it away.
Oh, Rodkamp is not happy at all.
It looks like they don't even want the ball, Mikey. They don't even want to play basketball right now. They're just turning the ball over left and right.
Low-scoring affair so far in the second half.
Now, Ken Dale is going to check in for senior Sean Ernst. And East Meadow is going to call a timeout again, Mikey, but I mean, the score hasn't changed in a few minutes now. And it seems like both teams just get into the basket, but they can't finish. So what do you got to do to combat that? You just got to keep going to the basket, hope that one can fall?
Yeah, I think you just have to stay aggressive. I mean, that's the key for East Meadow. I know that they haven't had much success going up to the rim. They haven't been making their layups, but they're all competent shooters. They're all good scorers. And with time, your layups are going to fall.
Like, is it Portet senior night tonight?
I don't think it is. I think they would have been honored. I think most of the Portets have taken off so far.
Well, we've seen two dazzling performances so far. I'm always curious to ask the difference between the Portets and the cheerleaders, but I think I finally figured it out. I think Portets a little more
they dance. Yeah,
gymnastics
they dance
a little bit, and cheerleaders are more peppy.
Yes. 100%.
I think
Portets aren't going to pick each other up. Cheerleaders are. It's the key.
It's true.
It's absolutely true.
Does get inbound the ball here to Welker with 4:17 on the clock left in the third quarter. Welker's going to scan the offense, cutting people everywhere. Gets into Stevenson, back out to Welker. He's going to drive in now. He could get trapped, kick it out to Daly. Great ball movement here by Paul Washington, looking for the open man, but Trevor dribbles into nowhere, and luckily ends up at Welker's feet, but it's not looking pretty, Mike. It's looking sloppy.
Yeah, defense is on a totally different level for East Meadow this quarter.
Great drive in there by Welker. Gets whacked by Enriquez, and he's going to go back to line for his sixth time today, Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you say about Trevor Malpitano's willingness to drive to the rim? He's a great three-point shooter. When he gets hot, he gets really hot. But he's not hesitating, and he's not, what's the word? Oh, my God. He's not settling.
100%.
Getting the shots he wants.
We saw last game that he had everything going in the first half. He's making every single shot, making every single layup, every single three-pointer in the second half. Nothing was really falling for him. And I think maybe he took into that as he makes the first free throw here that maybe I got to drive to the basket more because maybe my shot's not always going to fall, and I got to get basket somehow. And I think he's definitely doing that now because he's gone to the basket. He's gotten fouled, and he's gone a line six times. And he throws both free throws. That was a rare thing. We only saw him make half free throws he took in the first half. Comes out nice with a little two for two.
Yeah, and, you know, for a player of Trevor's caliber, I feel like that's something that weighs on you, those easy opportunities for points. And, you know, he's a guy that likes the stat sheet, too. He's going to want to score as many points as he can, obviously to help the team, but also to help his game.
Like, yeah, I got to ask you, where's Siciliano? He hasn't played this entire game.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seems like he's fallen a little bit out of the rotation.
So Stefano's going to miss another baseline J.
You have to wonder if he maybe hasn't been shooting as well in practice.
Oh, Siciliano?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't think that last game plays any role into that as well? Just going to hit a nice little floater there. You don't think that last game shoot performance had an effect, or do you think it did?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think that it probably had some effect. Lost a little bit of Coach Julie's confidence, but it can't just be that.
I'm going to get Stevenson right now. I believe it's his third foul. I'm always intrigued by those calls because I can never tell if the person's pushing off or the person just met him at the spot and bumped into his body, but I don't know. Didn't look clean, of course, but I don't know if that should go on either team. Spinoza's now going to check in for Stevenson because he did pick up his third foul.
Spinoza had a very strong first half, folks.
Enrique's going to look to drive in. Can't get anything going. He's going to kick it out to Ibrahim. Looking in an attempt to get the Stefano to post up, which is something he hasn't really been doing all game. And coincidentally, they turn the ball over, Mikey.
Love the pressure from Port on defense. That's where their game flourishes. They force turnovers, and they get easy buckets in transition.
And Mikey, Nick DeStefano, sophomore, is going to take out his brother Frankie DeStefano right now. DeStefano, Ibrahim, Mikey, he's got plenty of these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Always gonna
family ties run deep in East Meadow Jets.
That's right. Daly looking for that sophomore connection to Spinoza. Can't get the in ball into him, but he gets it to Trevor. Trevor's going to drive left, spin, fade away. Airballs it, but good look there by Trevor. I think he had Welker there on the corner, but
yeah,
tough
Cam
passing
was open.
Lane. Here's Singh. He's going to pull a three. It's good. And all of a sudden, here come East Meadow.
East Meadow's first points of the half. Nice step back three from Ryan Singh. I'm sorry, Marin, not Singh. Woof, and Cam Welker.
After the whistle, Cam went up for a little bit of a layup, but he got pushed on the way up there. Curious what Dooley wants there.
Cam's rocking a new hairstyle today, David.
Seems like he's got a new one every game.
He's got a bun.
I mean, Mikey, I think with all his, I think it was his new haircutting, he's got...
Maybe he cuts his own hair? Nah, I can't see.
No, but I imagine he uses different hairstyles for his hair.
I imagine so. He's versatile on the court and off the court with his hair.
Shout out to Cam's cuts, though. They're looking good. And a tip there. East Meadow's a little confused there, but it looked like it came off of a defender there. Snapper Washington's going to reset now. And back comes to Stefano. He's going to check in for Mazin Ibrahim. Now Daly's going to bring the ball up. An incoming sophomore. He's been great this entire season, Mikey. I really didn't think he'd have that much playing time, but him and Shannon playing mostly every game alongside Spinoza.
Yeah, they made themselves very important parts of Coach Dooley's rotation and earning the trust of their coach and older teammates every day is really important as they try to build their chemistry, not just for this year, but for years to come.
Another missed three there by DeStefano. I think he's just got to stop shooting this one. If he posts up, because he's got height advantage on every single person on the floor right now. He's tall and lanky kid. If he just drives in, I don't know who's going to stop him, Mikey. Great defense there by Daly. Active hands. They'd give it back to East Meadow. He wanted to be off of Ibrahim, but it did look like it came off of Daly last. Not sure what the call is
I think Ibrahim traveled a little bit too much on the inbound. I think he didn't set his feet.
Now, we didn't see much of this in the first half, but never mind. They're gonna fade back. Look like East Meadow's going to press there. Washington did that a bunch in the first half, but they've kind of settled off also. So looks to pass, Ooh. Looks for Daly, overshot him.
Oh,
you love the aggressive passing there by Spinoza. He's always looking for the cutting guy. Fortunately, it didn't work out for him that time.
A little bit too much on that pass.
Isaiah Perkins is going to check in for DeStefano. And now we're seeing DeStefano play point guard, Mikey. I'm kind of confused.
Guy's playing 1 through 5 right now, David.
If he was playing post, I'd have no issue with him drive, like him bring the ball up, but he's not even getting anywhere near the paint.
Yeah, I'd like to see him post up a little bit. He's very lanky. And there, he's using his size. Comes up short. Lands hard.
I'm going to get a foul.
DeStefano comes up limping a little bit. Seems like his left leg is giving a little bit of trouble.
Kenny Daly just picked up his third foul. It's going to be shooting now. when you have a guy of that size, I mean, no one else on the team is even comparable to his size. Yes, he's not the biggest guy. He can't really back people down, but if he just turns, shoots over everybody, who's going to stop him? Seems like he's wasting his talent.
Yeah, there's not many people that can stop him when he shoots with his size.
Seems he's going to sink the first free throw. About 51 seconds left. Crowd tried to get in his head here, but he is not fazed, and he sinks the second free throw.
Little 5-0 run here for the Jets, 39-35.
Daly's going to try to beat that momentum, drives in, and one! Kenny Daly, pipe after a nice and one play from him. He's going to go to the line, and a chance for three.
Yeah, love the aggression from Kenny Daly, getting to the rim, using the offhand, and just going up strong. He had two defenders on him. Well-deserved three-point play opportunity for Kenny Daly.
As we mentioned, he's one of the few sophomores that are getting quality minutes. It's rare to see a bunch of sophomores play on varsity in general, but this team and East Meadow have a bunch of sophomores. In fact, East Meadow's made up consistently only of seniors and sophomores, but pretty much of an even split. A nice pass there by Ibrahim to Camacho. I think Washington's goal right now is just to try to maybe hope they're going to have an opportunity to hold for the last shot, and I think that's what they're going to try to do here, Mikey. Go into the fourth quarter, potentially leading by six. Bogus just kind of dribble around the paint. He's going to drive in now. Layup won't go.
That's not the shot you want if you can't walk.
Here comes East Meadow.
And a travel call. Oof.
Didn't seem like he even picked up his dribble, Mikey.
Coach Tom Rockcamp is speechless. He's not even looking at the court right now.
And now here's Walker. It's going to be his last opportunity for a shot here.
Left 3 seconds
court.
Left.
We're answering him now. He's going to try to do a pretty pass there to Malvitano. Gets to his feet, and he's going to have to chuck up a backward shot. But as we go into the fourth quarter, Washington leads East Meadow 41-37. We'll be back in a minute. We are back now. Enriquez is going to inbound the ball. Ibrahim, a little bit of a different look. We got Perkins on the floor now. They're going to bench Stefano to start the game. And they think they may have realized that if you're not playing big, you're not playing at all. They're going to bench him for now. Great active hands there by Daly. He's been great defensively all game. Swing the ball around now. Ibrahim looking for a screen. He's going to get one from Camacho. Double now by Stevenson. And they're going to get a foul here. You got to hope this is on Wilker here, Mikey. Because if it's on
you know,
Stevenson,
I find it funny that the student section was yelling 5-4-3 with 13 seconds left on the shot clock.
I think that's good. Oh, it's going to go on Wilker. And now here comes DeStefano again, Mikey. Guarded by Stevenson. Now Ibrahim's going to bring the ball up now. Pass it to Singh. Dangerous. You don't want to get trapped in the corner there. DeStefano, 4-3. Off again, Mikey. I can't remember the last time he's made a shot.
Shooting touch is not there for DeStefano. He's the tallest guy on the court by a mile. And it's still a little bit puzzling why he hasn't tried to get to the rim.
The other Hispanic players right now are kind of saying to him,
he could even penetrate and just shoot over everyone down low. He doesn't need to take such far
looks. And we saw it took the ball. If he's got some handles, if he just used that to drive to the basket, he should be set, Mikey.
At least draw a foul. I'm sure he's a pretty good free throw shooter.
This Metal's defense, they're going to leave the paint open. Here comes Daly. Looking to punish, and he's going to get fouled.
I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Kenny Daly tonight. I think he's come out with some purpose. This is the most aggressive I've seen him all season. And he's been rewarded for his efforts, so good for him.
Fortunately, he does have three fouls, but that comes at the price of playing absolutely lockdown defense.
Yes.
And he's driving to the basket as well.
Yeah, when you have hands like Kenny Daly, you're gonna get whistled a little bit. But for every whistle, there's about three or four really good defensive plays and sequences. So, you know, that's the trade-off.
Well said, Mikey.
Thank you.
He's going to sink both free throws now. Got to say, Mikey, as players we are ourselves, free throws are not easy to come by.
No, I can tell you that my last three rec league games, I am 3-for-10. I'm sorry, 3-for-11.
From the stripe?
Yes. No, 2-for-11. I apologize. I'm 2-for-11, David. David, I'm sorry, 1-for-11.
Mikey, the fans want Washington basketball, and they're going to get it.
Little reverse of the call from the referees.
You got to wonder if the student section had anything to play into that. I'm going to say they did.
I'm going to say they didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking out, looking right. Mopitano's going to drive in lefty. I'm going to get the layup to go. Dooley screaming for a foul. Daly's trying to beat him to the spot. He's got to be careful. He's got three fouls.
Good defense by Daly, using his body and the out-of-bounds line as a second defender. That's what you want to do when you're on the baseline or when you're near the perimeter.
Most definitely now. Riga's looking around. Can't find anybody. He's going to kick it off to DeStefano. Look inside to Singh. And they're going to get a jump. Great defense there by Spinoso and Welker. Mavitano's hyping him up.
Yeah, love to see the support there from Trevor. You don't feel like he's always the most vocal on the court. He's almost like a silent killer, but when he gets excited like that, you got to feel happy as a teammate because he's your best player. He's inspiring some energy.
Another timeout for East Meadow here, Mikey. Stevenson looking to talk to the ref there. Cam's trying to hold him back. A little bit of confusion going on right now. Porch only got a 6-point lead with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mikey, what do they got to do to hold on here? Because it seems like maybe falling apart.
I wouldn't say falling apart, but I'd say Port's got to lock in. They don't feel like they're totally in sync. Not to name names, but I think some of their senior players need to regroup and finish the game out strong together because that is how they're going to win this game. And if they are out of sync on the offensive side, then they're just not going to get anything going, and East Meadow in transition has been pretty solid.
East Meadow does have that size advantage, as we talked about.
Yeah, it's interesting,
the
though. I really
they're
feel
not
like
utilizing
they have,
it.
Yes, 100%.
They're playing all small. I haven't seen one guy try to post up and back their way down.
I mean, I know DiStefano's skill set is more like a guard, but at the end of the day, when you're one of your team's better players, you have to adapt.
You have to utilize your size.
Yes, you have to utilize your size, but also you have to look at the mismatches. I mean, off a screen, DiStefano can really – they could be on a smaller guy and just simply shoot over Welker or even Stevenson, who Stevenson's their best athlete. But if I'm looking at it, DiStefano's got 3-4 inches on Troy. So he should be trying to shoot over that.
And it seems like a shot. When it's somewhat contested also, he's shooting it.
Yes, 100%.
A pump fake drive would be perfect for him because he's been shooting the ball, and he shouldn't be. And that's giving Port really an advantage. And now he can utilize that, and he's just not utilizing his size at all. And it's giving East Meadow a little bit of a disadvantage here. Swoger's going to bring the ball up, pass it over to Spinoso on the left wing. He's going to survey the court, going to kick it over to Trevor. Nice screen there by Stevenson. Trevor's going to try to back in. Pretty pass there by Spinoso. Great defense there, though. And now here comes East Meadow.
I would have liked Spinoso to go up with a reverse layup himself. He actually looked like he had a lane.
And Mikey, again, Kenny Daly, he's been everywhere tonight, Mikey. Getting the passing lane, stealing the ball, driving to the basket. He's had an unbelievable game. Now DiStefano is going to get... You can hear the student section chanting his name, trying to get in his head, Mikey. We didn't really hear that much in the first half. Great defense by Stevenson.
Yeah, it's going to be a turnover. Singh went on the baseline, unable to stay in bounds. David, you're back on the call after your break with a sneeze.
Yeah, I had to sneeze. Sorry, folks. I don't know if you guys picked up that in the audio, but what I did pick up is Kenny Daly being very, very vocal to his team.
I love that.
You gotta love the guys supporting each other.
When you look at the best players of basketball, especially the best young players, they're not shy. And, you know, it's not saying they have big egos, but you have to have a certain level of confidence, especially if you're playing big minutes.
Well, yeah, pretty passive
nice
by Spinoza. Backdoor. Great finish there. Trevor Malfitano.
I mean, I'm just loving what I'm seeing out of John Spinoza. I think this is his best game of the season. And you never know. By senior year, if he gets his jumper a little bit improved, he could be a big-time player and a big-time facilitator.
He plays big, but he can pass, Mikey. And you're right. If he
Jokic.
Can shoot,
Jokic, David.
He's triple threat. Oh, my God, Jokic. Stefano, pretty pump fake there. But once again, can get.
I like that look, though.
It's a
I think
deep
that's
two.
Smart.
I don't know if I like that look. Now here comes Welker. He's going to drive in left. Back him down. Spinoza again.
Oh, Daly's wide open.
Ooh.
Down low.
Tried to cross Enriquez. But it kicks Enriquez's foot. Look, it came off Enriquez, but they're going to take him off of Welker last. And Mikey, I don't know if we agree with that call. At least
yeah, Coach Julie is very frustrated at the refs right now.
But to be fair, I think both teams are.
Vikings up 8, a little bit of a comfortable lead, but 4:20 left.
I'm going to try to drive in. Denied by Daly. I mean, he just can't get inside. I'm going to kick it back out.
Three-pointer is
good. Throw-in three-pointer. Wow. We haven't seen much of him today, but comes off the bench and makes it an immediate spark, and just like that, he's met us down by 5. Let's go try to back in. Looks for Daly. Can't get it to him. Luckily, Stevens is there to prevent the backcourt. I'm going to try to reset here with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. See, if I'm supposed to, though, you got to back turn shoot as he does there. Fadeaway won't go, but he had an open look, Mikey. He's on the baseline, and all you got to do is turn your back and shoot. The most important thing is facing the basket. When you get the ball, you don't want to be facing away from the basket.
Yeah, it's about being present on offense when you get the ball.
Yeah, limit yourself in one category.
You have to be aware of your basket and where your defender is at all times. And, you know, with experience, that'll come.
Yeah. You're right. He's still a sophomore. He's got plenty of his game to develop. I mean, if there is the next Jokic anywhere in the world, I think it'd be John Spinoza right now, Mikey. Spinoza now with an opportunity to cut this to a one-possession game. Very, very valuable here that they get a good shot off. Ibrahim's going to drive left, kick it over to Cronin. Daly, tenacious defense here. Deep three by Singh, way short.
That's not a great shot, especially when you're down 5 and the three ball has not been the reason why. I mean, okay, especially besides Cronin's shot, the three ball is not the reason why you have 40 points on the
beautiful
board.
Beautiful pass there by Welker to Malfitano. Can't get the layup to go, but back through the line for the 7th time today, Mikey. It's almost unheard of.
Yeah, Malfitano has been living at the line tonight, and that's exactly what you need to do, especially because his three-pointer is not falling tonight.
Getting a little love from the student section, Mikey.
Yeah, thanks to everyone for the support, always.
Trevor's first free throw is good. Maybe his shot's not falling, but he's getting to the basket, and he's making most, if not all, of his layups, and he's making a lot of the free throws now in the second half.
Oh, yes. He's still having a efficient night for himself. Timeout called, 2:59 on the clock, and Coach Dooley is going to try to close this game out.
A little under 3 minutes left. Porsche can try to hold on here, but I mean, I say this game is far from over, though. 3 minutes in itself is plenty of time, and East Meadows is a great, gritty team, and if they can figure out their offense and play better defense, lock Port Washington down, we're looking at one possession game with around a minute left, Mikey. But that's if all goes well for East Meadow. We saw in the Baldwin game around this time, we thought this game was over, Mikey. Port Washington was down, double digits, looking for a way to get back into this game, and they just couldn't do it. But all of a sudden, a few threes fall from Malfitano, Welker, and bam, it's a two-point game, three-point game. So you never know.
You never know.
You can never get too comfortable when you're playing basketball.
100%.
All right, so Cronin's going to stay back out there. We get the same line going, but Interesting, Mikey. I mean, he's only a sophomore.
If Cronin is finding it, feeling it from behind the arc, if there's a minute left, you're going to have to put up a three, obviously. So just go with who's hot. I actually don't mind that play from Rock Kemp.
The coaching there by East Meadow, putting in an inexperienced guy who's really played all game into a
Yeah,
a
I worry about him on the
spot.
Defensive side because Port pretty much has five really good offensive players right now.
I wonder who's going to match up with Mikey. Most likely Spinoza, you'd think?
I think so. That's where it looks like it's heading.
But hey, man, Spinoza's an offensive weapon because he gets the ball. He's a distributor.
He is.
And here comes Cronin on the offensive side. Of course, got to pick up a little bit of press here. Daly trying to prevent him. Get over half court. He's getting hands.
Sweltering D, folks.
Graham cannot drive. Daly is just blocking that lane. Spinoza, great defense. Here's a turnover. Stevenson up. Oh, got above the rim. And he missed the layup.
He should have dunked it, David.
Yeah, I think he's a little nervous, too, as Enriquez misses an open three, but I think he's a little nervous to dunk that, Mikey.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
But he looked like his hand was above the rim. Great play there by Welker. Turnaround shot, won't go.
Oh, Troy's gotten
up. Another rebound, and here comes East Meadow. Enriquez trying to push the pace here. Ibrahim, floater, short, front rim, rebounded by Singh. His layup won't go. Rebounded by DeStefano, his turn layup won't go.
That's the size
we're talking
about.
Rebounded by Daly.
DeStefano finally uses his size, but unable to capitalize. 159.
Pulls up 4-3. Won't go. Rebounded by Daly. Easy floater. Won't go. Mikey, nothing's going down.
Yeah, Coach Dooley is not happy at all.
I think Dooley said, though, that Trevor and Kenny Daly didn't drive in there because Trevor had an open layup, maybe a little bit of a contested layup. And he could finish that and go to the line for easy points. But instead, he pulls a three when he hasn't been shooting well all game, misses it.
I don't understand it. Thinking back to the trajectory of the entire game, it's been a game that has not been reliant on a three ball. And, yes, you're up 7 points. Yes, Trevor, you're the best player. But, you know, if it's not falling and you've been so good at getting to the rim, then I understand Coach Julie's frustration with you taking that shot, especially with so much time on the clock as well.
Pretty move there for Ibrahim. He's going to step back three. It is good.
That was tough.
And Mikey, all of a sudden, a four-point game with a minute 30 remaining. And you can only imagine Port's not going to shoot a three here. They're going to try to drive in now because they know what Dooley wants from them. Waste time and get to the basket. Okay, pretty pass there into Stevenson. Going to reset. 20 on the shot clock now. Booker swarming defense up by Enriquez. Forces the turnover. And now here comes DeStefano. Guarded by Daly. Doubled there by Malvitano. And turned over. But I think Dooley wanted to try to pick up the ball there. Looked like they had an advantage there.
But 107 remaining.
Daly's open. He's not going to shoot it, though. And he turns it over. Deep pass there. But look at the hustle there by Welker. Preventing a layup and a one-possession game there. And he is feeling great about it.
Big time stuff from Cam Walker there, the ultimate hustler.
Savannah's going to look for a quick basket here, and they turn it over. And now here comes Port Washington. Walker's layup is good. It rattles in. Port's up by 6 with 50 seconds remaining. Cam Walker, beautiful layup there. Off the fast break turnover, and ooh, nearly another turnover there by East Meadow.
Wrong finish from Cam Walker.
Stepping up 4-3. This is big. Can't hit it. Rebounded by Malvitano. And Port wants a timeout.
Big time play in a big time spot for Cam Walker. He's there again for this team. And Port is up 6 with 38 seconds left. And Singh is not happy. He just moved the chair, David.
Mikey, I think they know that this game's it's slipping out of the reach. They're realistically going to have to foul because if not, you're getting the ball back, what, down 6 with 4 seconds left. You got a foul.
It's not the spot you want to be in, to say the least.
Most definitely not. And the fans into it, Mikey.
The next generation of Port Hoopers.
Jaguars wants a skull going on by the fans. Like, if you're East Meadow, how do you defend this? No matter who the inbounds is, get a foul or you try to trap first?
I don't think you should foul yet. I think just Port has been a little sloppy, and I feel like East Meadow has not been able to capitalize on the opportunities. Port's ball handling has not been so good. I think Amalfitano has not been as sharp as he normally is. So I think if you try to foul right away, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, especially considering the fact that you can poke a steal away at any moment.
See, East Meadow players throwing the bottles and...
Yeah, they're not happy right now.
It seems like... I think they know this game was in reach, and now it's slipping away from them.
Especially with Port.
Gonna get it to Welker, inbounded in the middle. Dancing around defenders. It's ball up the court to Malpitano. East Meadow's got a foul, you'd imagine.
And I think
Enriquez and Ibrahim know that. And you're gonna get him with around 30 seconds left now.
And if you're Port, that's the guy you want to get fouled. He's been their best free throw shooter.
It's eighth time at the line today, Mikey. It seems like it gets higher and higher every time. Which it does, but I'm just saying. Just to clarify, what I meant by that is seven seemed really high, and then eight seems high.
Big free throw here.
And he sinks it. Trevor now with 8 points solely from the line.
Cool as a cat.
He's got 18 now. And he sinks another one.
51-43, 29 on the clock. East Meadow's going to have to pick it up here, David.
You need a three here. There's nothing else. A two won't do anything for you.
Look at them cramped up in the wing again.
A drive won't do anything. Kicks it out. Sings three. Is good. And East Meadow wants a timeout.
Hold up, folks. This game is not over yet.
16 seconds left. Down five. Mikey, tell me the possibilities of East Meadow getting back into this game.
Slim to none, but... I only say that because there's 16 seconds remaining. I think if there were 40 seconds remaining, I think we would be talking about a totally different thing. But at the end of the day, Port's going to get the ball. It's going to get into Malvitano or Welker's hands. They're going to get fouled and get the line. And I like basketball is, it's just a cycle of that until the time runs out.
I think right now, for East Meadow, he's got to go for a quick foul. You don't really have much time to waste. As soon as the first guy gets the ball, quick foul. Port's going to try to get the ball up, try to get to a different player to prevent the foul, but maybe try to get in the passing lane, but it's looking unlikely. Like, look at the youth section's going a little wild right now. As we've said, the future of Port Hoops. Shanahan's checked in now.
Yeah, I like that substitution. Frank Stiles.
And here he is. He's going to get the ball in. Blocked by here is Trevor in the middle of the court.
You got a foul.
And he got the timeout in, Trevor. Smart play there. Clear frustration there by East Meadow.
Yeah, Frankie DeStefano chewed out by his coach a little bit. Needs the total focus out of the team right now.
You just got to wonder, why don't you foul as soon as possible?
I don't understand. You let 6 seconds go off the clock. That's just precious time in a close game.
I think they go for Washington maybe 5 seconds run off this clock, and then maybe East Meadow realizes that this game is over, and then they just ends the game.
Troy Stevenson is fouled by Cronin. He's going to go to the line on the bonus.
Now Daly's going to check back in for Espinoso. And you can only imagine that this will be the last few shots of the game, because you can only imagine that he's meant to chuck up a three maybe and this game's over. Stevenson, he's had trouble with the line this season. Misses it there.
You know what? That's a productive miss because it rolls all the way to the other side of the
definitely.
Court.
Three there, won't go. Ibrahim, and that's going to be it, folks. Port Washington 51, East Meadow 46. Thank you for joining us tonight. Great game. Congratulations to all the seniors on senior night, and we will see you in Powassan for the playoffs.
Yes, super excited.